I'm Matthew Scott, and this is Mission Network News. Coming up, Christians mourn as clashes resume in Syria. Stick around for the details. Later, injustice becomes a pathway for the gospel in Kenya. First, in Syria, between airstrikes and ongoing violence against minorities, Christians continue to mourn those lost in June's suicide bomber attack, which claimed over 24 lives and injured more than 60 people at Mar Elias Church. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon recently visited this congregation.
Just a reconnecting time and also comforting time for some people. So it was a difficult trip, I have to say.
The government has since established guards at the church.
At least visibly, they're showing that they are the ones that are protecting the church. But at the same time, it's a very Islamic government. So the government is trying to protect, but also at the same time, Islamize. So it's a challenge there for Christians.
Believers regularly hear stories of people being kidnapped or killed for their faith.
All these things are happening and the media is not talking about them. But people on the ground, they're living them.
The direction of Syria is difficult to make out.
Is it going to a better, secure place? Or is it a new battle that is coming?
Please pray that Syrian Christians will stand firm in the Lord and pray that the international community would raise their voice in solidarity with them. Hear more from Nuna in our full report online. And the stateless Rohingya continue to be persecuted. Almost 1 million refugees live in Bangladesh, creating some of the largest refugee camps in the world. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
you'll drive for maybe 30 miles and see different camps. It's not one big camp. It's literally dozens of camps that might have 50,000 people, 70,000 people, 12,000 people, and they're designated to a camp. They have a tent. It's horrible conditions. And like I said, they're living like animals.
Most of these Muslim refugees have never heard about Christ. Unknown Nations looks to change that by heading into the deep corners of these camps. They are sending indigenous leaders to share food, resources, and the gospel. Kelly exhorts Christians to stretch their idea of what God commands.
We have to begin going into the deeper waters. And the Rohingya are the deeper waters of missions, which are going to require a different strategy. So doing things the same way we've always done them will never reach the Rohingya. So that's a big question. There's a lot of ways to address it, but it ultimately comes down to our drive and determination to take serious Jesus' last words, to make disciples of all nations, including the ends of the earth, which the Rohingya are the center of the bullseye when you put those two things together.
Learn more in today's online story. In other news, while many would be angry at God if they found themselves unjustly arrested, former prisoner Lawrence says his faith is stronger because of it, according to Brian Kamstra of Crossroads Prison Ministries.
Lawrence had recently become a Christian. He was still hanging around some of his old friends.
One of his friends borrowed his house and used it for illegal activities. When the police came knocking on his door, they accused Lawrence of being involved. While in prison, Lawrence was introduced to Crossroads, an international ministry that connects prisoners with mentors in Christ-centered relationships.
He began studying God's word. I asked him, would your faith be where it is today if you hadn't gone into prison? And he said, no way.
Since then, Lawrence has received a presidential pardon. He is currently a barber with his own barber shop, sharing the gospel with everyone who sits in his chair. So, how can we support Crossroads?
Please pray for our ministry, pray for our students, and pray for our mentors. You can become a mentor, whether you're in the United States or in another country. Go to cpministries.org. You can see a list of the countries that we're already in. You can become a Crossroads mentor to somebody in prison. And finally, we could really use your financial support.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.